everybody. Welcome to One Drink, a podcast where we talk about one topic for one drink. I'm Matthew.
I'm Ryan.
And we are going back to the 80s again with 80s catchphrases.
Yes, all those catchphrases that you can remember and you can conjure up in your brain and your mind and your memories.
Yep. And they are catchy because when you hear them, you know, you're like, you say them.
I know that. I know what that's from. Yeah. It's just like,
I don't know so much for the younger crowd or the younger audience, if we have them, but the older crowd, our age, they're going to be like, bam, bam. And now, listen, to make this more fun for us as a show.
Up front.
Yeah, we don't even know what these catchphrases are. We're going blind as well.
Yeah, we're going off of a little website, like a top 10 catchphrases from the 80s.
Yep.
We're going in blind, don't know what any of them are.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And the website is like, so it's people that are voting now. It's like a constant voting thing. So it's a it's a more modern, updated version.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So it's not like something we made up or something we got off of a 80s site. This is just what people voted on to this day.
Right, quick and easy.
Which is fantastic because it eliminates all the... This is what...
Eliminates the work.
People voted this. It's not, we didn't.
We're gonna rank the people's rankings. The people's rankings.
So this is going to be fantastic. And now, for you, in the 80s, is there one that sticks out? I mean, there's so many, though.
There's so many. I guess catchphrases, that would be like a significant line from a movie.
Yeah.
I mean, sweep the leg.
Oh.
I don't know if it's on this list that we're about to talk about, but that one, sweep the leg, Johnny.
It's huge.
Do you have a problem with that?
Yeah. I think Karate Kid had so many.
Oh my gosh, and so many. Wax on, wax off.
I mean, there's so many.
So many.
Oh my god, and that's, you know, if you want to train your kid karate, wax on, wax off. Wash the car, or what is it?
That's wax on, wax off.
Okay. And oh, paint the fence.
Put the up.
Down. Now, could you imagine getting in a fight and you're just like, oh shit.
It worked.
Oh, what? And then you're like, no way. And then you're like, whoa.
Sand the floor.
No one can beat me up. This is awesome.
I'm just doing my chores.
And you're like, he never taught me how to punch. Where do I punch? Son of a bitch.
I'm just blocking. You got one move. Crane kick. Yeah. That's the only one.
Oh, shit. All right, so top 10 catchphrases.
Here we go.
Number 10. From the Goonies. Mm-hmm. Hey, you guys.
It's Sloth.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And that, if you watch the Goonies, that is one thing I think that everyone talks about that sticks out. The movie's great.
Yeah, everybody knows that scene. Everybody says it when Sloth is coming down.
You know it, and you know it.
Not the curtain. Yeah, sailboats have curtain or pirate ships. No, it's the sail.
Yeah.
He's like got the knife, the dagger in it, and he's coming down to save him.
But also, another one, and I don't know if it's on here, it's a booby trap. It's a booby trap.
Booby trap? That's what I said, booby trap. No, quiet.
There's so many from that. Yeah. Oh my god.
If she gets this wrong, then we're all going to be flat.
Yeah, dude.
Bullet holes.
But if this is number 10, I can't imagine, like, oh.
And baby Ruth.
Yes, Ruth. Dude. He was like the star of the movie. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Sloth Rule.
He was great. All right.
I can't wait to get deeper into this.
Oh my god, movie. I can't. We're already jumping ahead of the game here.
I know.
All right, so number 9.
Oh, wow. Well, this one's, I want my MTV.
Yeah.
That's a good catchphrase. I remember when MTV was coming out, that's what you would call your cable subscriber.
You'd
say, I want my MTV.
Yeah. And that, I want my MTV.
The Dire Straits song.
I mean, Did we talk about that before?
Yeah, we did MTV in the 80s. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, that band alone, I mean, MTV's not as big as it was.
No, not anymore.
I don't even, is in it still around? In the 80s, it was. It's still around,
I
right?
I don't know.
I don't either, dude.
I don't have cable. I
feel bad. But in the 80s, MTV was the best.
Right? It was skyrocketing. It was. It just came out of nowhere.
It was videos, rock, rap, videos.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's it. No reality TV, no nothing.
No. That all came about in the 90s.
But, I know. It hurt.
I want my MTV, another
I like that
80s
one.
Catchphrase, yeah.
I wasn't expecting that.
No, we're like I said, we're seeing it for the first time. Like, oh, okay.
all right. So number 8.
Oh. Ooh. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. What the hell is this from?
I don't know.
Let's see. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Incredible Hulk.
Oh, Incredible Hulk. Yes.
Wow.
Dude.
And I think he did say that every show, right? Or no?
I remember the Incredible Hulk. I was really young.
Man,
when that
me
show
too.
Was on. I would watch it.
Because I remember, like, he would, you know.
Yeah, he would turn into the Hulk.
But it was like, it wasn't animated or anything. It was just another big ass.
It would just show the dude, and then
it was just huge. It was like a bodybuilder, wasn't it? Like,
yeah,
I forgot who.
Ferrigno.
Yes, that's it. And he was just like.
He was just green ripping through his white button-up t-shirt.
So that's where that came from. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. I don't know.
I can't remember.
I guess we were too young for that.
I remember watching the show, but I don't remember like how often.
It must have been like 81 to 82.
Right.
80, you know, because
it's like, I probably started around Knight Rider.
All right. Oh,
my God.
Number 7.
Yes.
What you talking about, Willis? Everybody knows this one, even to this day, right?
Different Strokes. Wow. Gary Coleman.
Yes.
Yeah, Todd Bridges.
So good.
Yeah. Dude, what you talking about, Willis?
But he would say this in every show.
Oh, every show.
That was the thing you were waiting for.
Yeah, you're like,
you know, you're watching it, you're
say
like,
say it. Say it.
Bam!
What you talking about, Willis?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then everyone would turn the channel.
Yeah, and there'd be a laugh track after.
But that's what made him famous.
Yeah,
right?
That show, and then that phrase, that catchphrase was huge.
Humongous.
It was on like hats, t-shirts.
I mean, everything.
Yeah.
We could put it out right now on a shirt. And
people would know.
They'd be like,
yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Gary Coleman. Yeah.
What you talking about, Willis?
That was so great. What you talking about, Ryan?
That doesn't have the same
ring. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Damn it. Oh.
We've talked about this one before.
This is the best.
Talking about, pardon me. Do you have any gray poupon?
Oh, why, yes. Yes, I do.
I do have a jar of spicy mustard in my car for some stupid reason.
We did talk about this, and that was so, so catchy in the
80s. Oh, yeah, dude. Everybody would do it. And people would roll down their windows and do it to each other.
Yes. Even
on
when
the
you're.
Street.
Yep. You're so right.
It even, like, made its way into Wayne's World, into the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Pardon me. Yeah, Wayne rolled down the window and did it. Yeah.
And it's so, we talked about it before, also, it really wasn't, like, the greatest, right?
No, it was just spicy mustard, right?
That's it.
Like, a spicy mustard? It wasn't royalty? There was nothing rich about it?
I mean, the commercials made you feel like, oh, if you buy it, you know, you might feel like more upper class or...
Like the British, they would pull up in their, like, what are they called? The Rolls Royces and just like...
It would have been better if they were just in like...
What are you eating in the Royal Rolls Royce that you need some spicy mustard on?
Pretzels. That's the only thing ever.
I don't understand what you need Grey Poupon for. Like, get to the restaurant.
And like, when you hear Grey Poupon, you don't think... Do you think mustard... Or no, I mean,
it sounds very regal. Grey Poupon.
Yeah, like it's... and then I'm like, is that a drink? Is that a, is that, what the fuck is? And then they're like, oh, it's spicy mustard. You're like, For real?
That's it?
Fuck. You should have made
it. Yeah, I got Grey Poupon. Yeah. It's in the fridge.
They should have made
my car.
Commercial, like, just regular people in, like, a Chevy Impala, like, you know, just car breaking down, like, fuck, man. Some Grey Poupon? Yeah. You broke down, dude. I know. What? I'm going to be here for a while. Because everyone just went right back to the...
Where's the beef?
Where's the...
No.
What's the regular mustard? Heinz or...
Oh, yeah, Heinz. French's.
French.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, Grey Poupon my ass.
No, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm going...
I have some Heinz. I have some French's in my...
And it tastes better. So, yes, I do remember that, though. Do you have any Grey Poupon?
Absolutely. Amazing marketing tool.
Oh, yes. Oh.
Okay. Say hello to my little friend.
I mean, in the 80s, everybody,
dude,
even
Scarface
to now.
Scarface ruled.
Dude. Even to now.
Dude. Oh, yeah. People
still.
Yeah, they pick up a toy gun. Say hello to my little friend. Yes.
This has been, I'm not going to say that this is going to last forever, but this, and this is only number 5.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it is
so
from
Scarface
the 80s.
Scarface was a huge movie in the 80s.
Oh,
the fucking,
my God.
The soundtrack is amazing. I mean,
yes.
You listen to the soundtrack.
I mean, not the whole thing, but.
It brings it just makes you want to do a fucking 8-ball of coke and keep
right.
going to some clubs.
And then you're just like, say hello to my little friend.
Yeah. And then you're all,
and you're just like,
then you're out of control, yeah. Yeah.
All right, I got to go home to bed.
There's no bed for Scarface.
Right.
He does not sleep.
But yeah, so that, and that has been sampled also in songs.
Oh, dude, yeah, yeah.
For even to now. This is more, I mean, this has lasted till now, I guess, right?
Yeah, Al Pacino.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a
Say
good one.
Say hello to my little friend.
Yeah.
Dude, that pile of cocaine.
What's the
you
next
died.
One?
I would fucking die. I can't do that.
Oh!
There it is.
As we spoke
Where's
earlier.
Where's the beef?
Yes. And this was huge.
They're so huge. So Wendy's had a marketing tool, all the commercials. They were going up against Burger King and McDonald's at the time.
Of course.
And McDonald's and Burger King just had the circle, you know, this is a beef. Then they would be hidden by the bun. You couldn't see the beef outside of the bun. You couldn't see the patty. So Wendy's came up with a marketing tool to come out with square patties where you could see it outside of the bun.
Change it up a little bit?
Yeah. And so they would show some some buns with a little piece, little circle of beef inside.
Yeah.
And this old lady would come up and say, "Where's the beef?"
So great. And I feel like if Wendy's was to do this now, it would take over.
Yeah,
Just bring it back, right?
I'm still questioning. Whenever I get a Big Mac or something, I'm like, where's the beef?
Right, see? And you're thinking of Wendy's. Oh, my
God. I'm like, I should have went to Wendy's. Duh.
But this was, I mean.
She got a Dave's Triple Classic.
Dude, this was huge, though.
Oh, dude.
I mean, everywhere you went, where's the beef? Where it doesn't matter where you were. You could be in any restaurant, and people would be like, where's the beef? You know what I mean? And you're just like, okay.
No beef here. I'm out of here.
Yeah. So that's fantastic. God damn. Where's the beef? You ready?
Top three. Here we go. Number three. Mr. T.
I pity the fool.
I pity the fool and don't eat my cereal.
Yeah. And so he said, how did that start? Was it during the A-Team?
I'm pretty sure it was during the A-Team. I'm not exactly.
And then he got like successful commercially. And
then he started doing it in commercials.
Yeah.
Pee-wee Herman did it to his breakfast. In Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Oh, that's
Maria
right.
Maria Mr. T cereal.
Yeah.
And he had the pancakes and bacon, and he goes, "A pitiful, don't eat my cereal."
And that's how big this dude got. He had his own cereal. I mean, Mr. T was in WrestleMania.
Oh, WrestleMania 1, yeah.
We talked about that.
Yeah, he tagged up with Hulk Hogan against
Paul Orndorff
and Rowdy Piper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's when they started introducing like celebrities to wrestling. And
yeah, dude, Mr. T was huge.
But dude,
that was his the gold chains and everything.
A lot. Too many. Does that dude have neck problems now? I mean, could you imagine years and years of just 50 chains of...
Do you think it's like indented into his chest?
Like he's got the a neck thing indented in his thing.
Just permanently tattooed.
When he's not wearing chains, he still is like...
Oh, gosh. He's probably relieved. Yeah. He's like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, my back problems are fine. Oh, I feel good now.
Pitiful. There's too many chains.
And that's it. Okay. Number two. Oh, this is the best.
Dude, just this image. Okay, so, number two. I've fallen, and I can't get up.
And we don't mean to laugh, because we'll be there one day.
We mean to laugh. Dude, this commercial is so ridiculous. It's showing an old lady down on the floor with a walker knocked down next to her.
Oh, yeah.
There's like blankets and pillows all over the place.
Yeah. She's in the bathroom, yeah. And she's helpless.
She fell.
But, dude.
She can't get up.
I remember that. And people still use it to this day. Still a modern thing.
Yeah. Because I think I used it on Thursday.
Lifeline or whatever. Or is that, whatever
yeah,
it
life
is.
Life alert. Life alert?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
you press a button around your neck.
So in the 80s, it was huge, right?
Dude,
it kind of went away for a little bit, but now it's back again.
No, I remember going into school and just like this was the thing to say
when
somebody fell or if you saw a buddy fall on the the playground.
Yeah. I'm falling and I can't get up. And the thing that sucks is like, we're going to be there one day.
I'm like, man, I shouldn't have laughed so hard.
And I'm just going to be like, I was laughing with Ryan when I was falling and I can't get up.
My life alerts in the living room.
Son of a bitch.
I'm in the bathroom on the floor.
Why did I forget it in the bed? But now they got like necklaces and like bracelets and where like, you know, but if you do forget to put it on, you know, you're screwed.
Yeah, there's a button in your bathroom they could just press and say, I'm falling.
I can't reach it.
I've fallen and I can't reach the button. Nobody hears you.
But this was widely, one of the greatest ever.
I know. This should be number one. It's number two. I can't wait to see what number one
is. All right.
Let's see if it's any better than that one.
Here we go. Number one.
Number one.
Oh.
All right. I guess that counts.
I mean, whenever you think of this dude, that's what you think of, right?
Terminator. What's the line? Say it now.
I'll be back.
Yep.
Yeah. So, I get it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But I think all of those.
I don't know. I think. It could be.
I'm falling
and I'll be back.
Could
that be like a combo?
I don't know. So this is the top 10, but I think these are just. I think they're all number ones.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Just like not like going into this, not knowing what they were going to be.
Yeah,
I recognized every single one of them. Every single one of them deserved to be on a top 10.
And I mean,
catchphrase
for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they're all number ones. But what is your favorite one?
Out of these ones?
Oh, yeah.
Duh.
Falling, I can't get up? I mean, I'm going to have to agree because that one will never get old.
No, you can hear it in your head. You can hear it and
always
see it. It's like, oh, my God, it's
and
amazing.
It's funny, too, because I work in the hospitals, and I did hear an old lady say, no, I did.
She said the exact phrase.
She's like, I'm falling. She's like, I fell and I can't get up. I didn't mean to laugh, but in my head I was thinking.
Of course you were.
I was like, where's her bike?
Anybody from the 80s was thinking that if they heard that, They're like, oh, yeah. Why don't you use your clapper and get the... Call 911 with the clapper.
Oh, I felt bad, but then at the same time, I was just, like, laughing so hard.
So I'm guessing you weren't the one to go help her up.
Fuck no. I don't have permission to.
You went and looked in the room like, I'll be back. God, somebody who had their head on straight. A normal human being.
Holy fuck. Yeah. I didn't say that.
You're like, I pity you.
I pity the fool who falls.
Holy shit, we're going to hell.
But I give permission when I'm at that age for anyone to make fun of me. So.
Yes, absolutely. If I don't hear you laughing, if I've fallen and I can't get up, then you're no friend of mine. Because I'll be laughing too. Like,
oh, of course.
Fuck, I got to say it.
Oh, yeah, deep down.
You'll be on the ground and you can't get up and you're like, I got to say it.
Yeah, yeah. And I think
that's the only way anyone else is going to like pay attention or hear it.
And listen, I think.
You can't be like, I fell.
Yeah.
No, you got to say the phrase. Yeah. And then somebody's going to be like, oh.
And, you know, the commercial came out in the 80s and now it's 2024.
Right.
It's still relevant. Like, still if someone falls. Someone know. I mean, everybody knows. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
It doesn't matter. So
I'm saying, like, that's the phrase to use when you fall and you can't get up.
Shit, dude.
Holy smokes!
So yes, those are the top ten
80s catchphrases according to Ranker.
Ranker.com. But dude, I mean, I think all of them.
They count. Yeah,
all of them are.
They all register.
Damn good.
They did it.
Holy shit! But my favorite too is the I'm falling. I can't get up
so
because I mean, dude, I'll be back's good. But we could put all of these in like one sentence,
right?
And be like, hey, you guys,
I'll be back.
Okay, why are you falling and can't get up?
I pity the fool. I'm falling and can't get up. I forgot the other ones.
I didn't do.
I don't have my MTV. Like, it doesn't work. Doesn't flow.
But if we had time, we could do it. If it was scripted, we could do a good.
Yeah, you don't want to see me when I'm angry. And I can't.
Where's the beef? I'm hungry. Oh, all right. Oh, so that is our one drink for the show.
Yes, if God you ever damn. Happen to make it back to the 80s and you've fallen and you can't get up, please sure to mention the One Drink Podcast back to the 80s show to them.
Yes.
And,
so you
share it with them.
Yeah, you can find us obviously on all websites, social media. You can just type
YouTube, anywhere you can listen to podcasts.
Really. Type in One Drink Podcast. We're there. Thank you for following, and we just like to laugh and go back in time.
Yeah,
'80s.
Let's go.
I mean,
come back with us.
Whew. Cheers.
I'll be back.
Holy fuck, dude.
The montage of all of them together. Where's the beef?
That was just too funny. I mean, I think that whole show, you were just laughing.
Where we got to, I've fallen like,
that was
like,
it.
It was over.
And it never left my head. I was like, dude, everything. Son of a bitch.
Oh.